Here's the Reporting Project with local stories that matter in our community.
This is Alan Miller from the Reporting Project with some news stories happening near you. The 2026 primary election results are in. Tax issues in Alexandria and Newark failed, as did the Licking County Transit sales tax. And Republican Mark Van Buren advanced in the county commissioner race. The final official results will come after the votes are certified by the Board of Elections. The midterm general election will be on November 3rd. Also, the Licking Regional Water District is drilling a test well in St. Albans Township in search of new water sources. New Albany and Granville have jointly run tests on two wells in the same Raccoon Creek Valley aquifer, which already provides about 1 million gallons a day to customers in Granville and Alexandria. And finally, after almost 50 years, Ross's Granville Market has closed and leaves behind memories of generous contributions and small acts of kindness by a humble, hardworking family. The store, known simply as Ross's or the IGA, closed last week. It will reopen as Lucky's Market Granville on May 22nd after a quick refresh by new owners. I'm Alan Miller, and that's the latest from the Reporting Project.
For these stories and more local news, go to WCLT.com. Click Local News.